My name is Frieda Alston. I am running for town commissioner for the town of Pittsboro, North Carolina. I am inspired to run in this race because I've been on the planning board for over 20 years. I've watched the town grow from a little bit to a lot, saw staff turnover, and there are a lot of questions. There are a lot of things that people want to know. They don't quite understand. So since I've been on the planning board for so long, I've learned a lot. I've talked to a lot of people and I've learned what they want, what they don't want. I am there to speak for them because I am running for you, the people in the town of Pittsboro. But I also know that we only can do so much. The top two issues for me is affordable housing, traffic that is coming through Pittsboro, and really keeping Pittsboro's character, the hometown that it is. Affordable housing, that is my top priority because we have so many people living in the town of Pittsburgh, even in Chatham County, that cannot afford to buy a home. They're making minimum wage, and there's no way they can go out and buy a $250,000 house. I would like to be able to make sure that the businesses that are coming in, they're going to provide some affordable housing for our residents that live here because they deserve to be able to say, I own my own home. Or I am buying a home. If you're going through town, if you have 30 minutes for lunch, you're not going to make it back in 30 minutes. The traffic is extremely heavy, but the worst part of the traffic is the traffic in the evenings. It was just Thursday and Fridays. Now it's into Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 5. As long as this traffic is this way, we're going to have issues. I'm aware that they are building roadways around Pittsburgh, and I do know that will help with the traffic flow. But I also don't want it to take away from the town of Pittsburgh, where no one will be coming through town. I like the idea that it's a home, sweet home type place. You go downtown on the street, even if it's just to walk or go out to eat. People are friendly. Everybody speaks to everybody. It's enjoyable to be able to go downtown. And I would like to keep that sense of friendship, a friendly place to be, to come visit, even though we live in the town. It's still a country town, and I would like to try to keep it that way. So the challenges that we have right now is all the building that we are receiving. We have to grow. If you continue to stay and never grow, it will not continue to thrive. And I know it's sad to say, but people die out. People begin to leave. People graduate high school. But I would like to be able to for our town to grow so it continue to be a better place. I want the town to know that I would try to make it the best possible it could be. Yes, it may not be exactly what you want it to be, but I will listen to your concerns and I will make sure that you understand to stay lively, we need to have growth in our town. We will have to deal with it, but we will try to make the best of everything that we get. With the property taxes going up, it's going to put a burden on families that are on fixed incomes. And I think we are aware of that. So that means we've got to tax the new people coming in to build all of this. We need to tax them a little bit more to save for our residents in Pittsburgh. If you can afford to build a big project, then you can afford to pay the taxes and the extra money that we're asking you for and save the town, the residents, save them some money and some time. I think that that's how we'll have to balance it out. You still got to look out for the little people. I'm one of the little people. I think with connections between the outskirts and in the town limits, I think we need to have some kind of road that will come into town and we would need some kind of signage to let them know we are one community. We want to be one, not separated out from each other. We would like for everybody to enjoy downtown Pittsburgh. Come in when we're having July 4th, our fall festival. We want the people that live outside to come downtown, enjoy that, and come in, hang out with us. It's all about talking and enjoying each other. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think I am a longtime resident, have been here for 66 years, which is my age. I've been coaching for over 40 years in Pittsburgh. I am umpiring and refereeing children and their grandchildren. I am the same on the court, on the field, at the schools, wherever I am the same person. So if you know me, then you know that I am fair. I've always been this way and have never changed. But I do know that anything that is changing to come into the town of Pittsburgh, I am keeping up. I am making sure that the town of Pittsburgh is receiving the best that they can receive, and we will be able to survive and have the best town around.